then I would move that we would consider the removal of the Confederate monument on the property of the City Hall grounds facing 3rd Street, erected in memory of the Confederate soldiers of Pike County by the Chapter 1442 of the Daughters of the Confederacy. That is the motion. That, did I get that right, Selectman Eubanks? That's your motion, sir?
To remove it, and also to remove and...
And here.
Sorry. To remove and place in an area befitting its heritage.
Befitting its heritage? Mm-hmm. That's your motion? All right. So I'll restate the motion, Selectman Brock and Board. I move that we consider removing the Confederate Memorial Monument on the grounds of City Hall, facing 3rd Street side of City Hall, erected by in memory of the Confederate soldiers from Pike County by the Daughters of the Confederacy, Chapter 1442, and placing it in an area befitting its heritage. Ladies, you got that? All right, so is that your motion, Selectman Eubanks? Is there a second?
Second.
There is a second. Would you allow the chair to speak? I just want to say that that I believe that this monument should be removed, and I believe it is the... that the majority of this board would believe that is so. And but I believe that I would not want us to, we can have this discussion, and but I would hope that we would not have a vote. I would like to have the chance to spend a couple of weeks to find out where this area might be, how this would apply with state law. And I also believe that this is something that is property of somebody else, and I'm trying to determine if that's in fact the case. But I wanted to just precede your remarks with that.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Before too long, the people of this community and the people of numerous communities within our country, within our glorious country, have had to live up under these vestiges of a time well past. In bringing this motion, I bring the board to consider all the events that have happened, not only locally, but also within other states and other parts of our country. This is something that I don't take lightly, and I know most of our and the majority of our persons here doesn't take lightly. Because what some persons consider races or other people consider their heritage. So I understand. But Mr. Mayor, the time has come for us to remove these vestiges of the past. The time, if not now, then when? When is it going to be time? When are we going to continue to let these types of things bring divisiveness to within our community instead of bringing positive change? I understand that it's hard for people to let go of things that they've grown up with their whole life. I understand that. But sometimes we have to move forward and be progressive. And I understand that people, these type of things hurt. I understand that, you know. But you don't understand how it hurts a people to have to walk past that, to have to live under that. You know, how would you feel if I bring the ANC flag here and fly it from here when you walk up under it? How would you feel? How would the Jews feel if they have to walk past a Nazi symbol every time they go pay their water bill? You know, how would they feel? And I ask you, at this board, to consider not only and make You know, sometimes we have to make hard decisions. And I understand that the majority of this board is going to hear the flack from, and I understand that. But sometimes we have to make decisions as leaders, that we have to make decisions that are not, that our constituents won't like. Mr. McKenzie is, and I say that directly to him, because he is, other than the mayor, he runs citywide in a city that's 70% minority. You, sir,
Selectman McKenzie,
you, sir, along with the mayor, y'all cover the city. This, I mean, you go throughout the city. So, and I directly appeal to you because you know, as well as other selectmen here, know that this is the right thing to do. I understand. That's why I said reverently take it and place it in a place that befits what it stands for. I gave a couple examples. I believe the newspaper picked it up. But museum, you have a Black History Museum. You have a Civil Rights Museum, I put it that way. There are other places that we can place this. It's time. It's the time to become progressive. And, you know, I just want to read to you right quickly before we hold this vote something that a person wrote. One second. I regret I cannot join with you and others during this panel discussion on our state flag and the recent events in Charlottesville. Racial intolerance, bigotry, white supremacy should be deemed evil and renounced with truth and grace. It's a sad day in America when a person loses his or her life peacefully standing up to intolerance. The family of Heather Heyer is in my thoughts and prayers. The decision of the Board of Mayor and Selectmen to remove the state flag from all city buildings was the right decision. The flag is neither representative nor a source of pride for all Mississippians. The state flag does not unite us, but rather it divides us. Our leaders and state government need to make the same decision and take down our flag and replace it with a flag that is representative of all. And I believe they will do so very soon. I'm confident that our citizens from all across the city and county, from all walks of life, from all races, will participate in your discussion. I'm confident that our citizens will truly share their thoughts and respectfully listen to opinions of others. No one person nor race is better than another. We are all equal. We need unity in that truth. Out of many, one. And that was written by our esteemed Mayor Whitney Rollins. So I ask this board to reach out and do something that I understand it's going to be hard, but it's just like a sore on your body. Are we going to rip it off quickly and get it over with, or are we just going to rip that shell off of and just take our time with it? And it's going to hurt just that much longer. So I understand, Mr. Mayor, what you're saying, but I think, in my opinion, I think the opinion of others, that we should just go ahead and do this and get it over with and get back to doing the business of this city. And I ask, and in legal terms, Mr. Dowdy, I pray that we can come together on something of this magnitude and get it over with. I hope we have, that the mayor doesn't have to vote on it, that we can do it on our own. You know, it says in the Bible, if we're all good Christians, you are your brother's keeper. You are your neighbor's friend. And if it hurts your neighbor, it hurts you. Why would you want something that's that hurtful to hurt your neck if you are a godly person? And I ask y'all, I beg of you, let's get this over with so we can move on and have some constructive dialogue and we can move this city further. I thank you for your time today and I thank y'all for listening to me.
Lemon Brock?
Not at this time.
Anybody else?
Just
tell us.
Yeah. In this day and time, it seems like whatever you do, you're going to offend somebody.
Man,
listen, I'll tell you what I'm saying when I get back from home.
he just slammed and told us, please, it's, we're...
My Aunt Elizabeth.
Please speak up.
Was a member of the Daughters of American Revolution. She was a member of the Daughters of Confederacy. She was a Southern Christian lady. I had a lot of respect for her. I have friends in Macomb, friends in Pike County, who are members of the Daughters of the Confederacy. My ancestors come from Scotland, Ireland, England. I know of one that was involved in the war between the states. He lost his life at the siege of Vicksburg. I understand Black History Month. I understand Black History Museums. Some people want their history, and they don't want others to have their history. So I will vote against removing history.
Selectman McKenzie.
Just a point of order. This motion is ambiguous. I mean, what? There's more motions to come in order to do something here.
As it's made, as I understand the motion, I would think legally that the motion has two prongs. As stated, it would be a vote on your intention to remove it. Two, and then the second prong to a, what was the language?
And placed in an area befitting its heritage.
And placed in a, in other words, at some point in time, you're going to have to vote on both of those prongs. You can vote tonight. You will have stated your intention that it be removed from its present location. That will, unless somebody tonight offers a substitute to the second prong as to where it's to be placed, I think it, as stated, what's pending before you now will require another vote at such time as a reasonable place befitting its heritage has been identified.
And cost? Who would the contractor be to move it, bid it out, right?
It would come with a cost. And that's the, and the motion is on the table, on the floor, we're having discussion, you know, but as I'm proceeding, you know, I would, you know, a couple of weeks to discover, you know, and to try to have these answers for you, if we could just give me a couple of weeks to get some answers from the questions I've been asking, okay? And like I say, I asked the attorney, you know, I've asked, you know, who does it belong to? I believe it belongs to someone.
Well, I looked today, Mayor, and I don't think there's any law of the state of Mississippi that prohibits the removal of that or any other statute by this board. You are vested by law with control of city property. And I don't think, I've looked in the antiquities part of the law. I've looked in the archives and history part of the law. I've looked in, and I think it's legal. I'll tell you that. There are some policy considerations that will have to be dealt with further by this board about where it's to be placed the way it is phrased.
Who would fund this removal of this monument, Mayor?
Well, I cannot answer that, Selectman McKenzie. I do not have that answer. I'm just saying that I believe that it's my will, and I believe it's the will of the majority of this board to have it removed. But I need a couple of weeks to come to back to the board with some answers. Okay, and that's what I think.
All right. I'm going to state my reason why I'm against it.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to read it too, because I wrote this afternoon. I want to get it right, because I think it's extremely important to get the words right.
Let me get the audience so I can feel you.
Speak. Just speak loud. You've got your mic.
If I thought for one moment removing the flags or monuments would change anything, I'd be for it. We changed the flags a few weeks ago. We changed them. We could have changed it back because Selectman Hill was absent next week, but we didn't. We wanted unity. We could have went down that road, but we didn't. whatever the flag or monument represents for all sides of the argument, it has no authority for what we do today or in the future. The flag or monument represents benchmarks of how far we've come and a place we will never go again. I can't help but think the misguided passion being displayed today is taking us all backwards. But where do we go from here? That flag or monument makes no apologies, nor can it heal any wounds that you have. But it can be a reconciler. When all people stand and say with conviction, it has no dominion over me, we can get past this. We must take no offense to anyone exhibiting, we must take offense to anyone exhibiting dominion over someone. That's the message we gotta sell. There can be no winners or losers here. There are no winners or losers here. There are some whose only purpose here is to rub change in the face of status quo and rub status quo in the face of change. To those we embrace it, fully recognize it solves no issues for your personal future, except we all have a part to play here, then we can get to that flag or monument discussion. But come to think of it, is it really a flag or monument discussion? On a local level, the state flag, the MLK gym, and these monuments are all related. These are discussion items that are very strong emotional topics. The purpose of these items is not to help people of Macomb. The purpose is purely to divide Macomb. Divide, divide, divide. The purpose is to excite people so one group can be pitted against another, and it's working. The Macomb City election is coming up next year, so let's stir the pot with something other than a failed record to run on. And the selectmen in Wards 3, 4, and 5 are carrying each other's water on this. It's a parallel course on a national level. Elected officials and national organizations are having a difficult time selling their liberal agendas. They're all scared of their relevance for the future. They take a tragedy in South Carolina to rile up contentious subjects to shore up their importance. As they say, never let a good crisis go to waste. Please don't get sucked in this rabbit hole. The U.S. Constitution has always prevailed in moving society in the right direction. Because of individual rights, beliefs, and support to those rights, as Americans, we can get it right. And in closing, and make no mistake, across this country, we are addressing the same assault on we the people, the founding, our founding principles. No matter what the forum, what mechanism, strategy, or in this case, symbolism and flag to monuments, the real issue is to defend the assault on God and country. So please, citizens of Macomb, do not get distracted by this effort to remove monuments and flags.
All right.
Sletman Cameron.
Everybody's got to state the case. I've got the Senate bill in front of me from 2004. And if I'm not mistaken, correct me, that I will stand corrected if not, but it was a Democratic majority in 2004 at the House of Representatives, at the legislature. I'm not sure, there may have been more butlers in the Senate than one, but there is a butler listed here on the Senate bill. I don't know if it's you or not. The Senate passed this Senate bill 50-0. The House passed it 107-14 with a majority Democrat. You know, the law states we can move it. In Section 2, it says the governing body may move the memorial to a more suitable location if it is determined that the location is more appropriate to displaying the monument. If it is determined. First of all, again, we need to see who determines that and if it's more appropriate to displaying the monument. I think we need to think for ourselves. If we were to bubble the city of Macomb and not see the killings with a guy flying a rebel flag, or we didn't see New Orleans pulling down Robert E. Lee, or we didn't see Charlottesville.
Brother was still be slaves.
If he's not gone, Mayor, this is out of order.
Okay, you walk on out. Thank you, sir.
Are you putting me out, man?
Yes, sir.
For what?
Out of order. Thank you, Rodney.
What shame was Tommy talking about?
You keep running your mouth. Everybody else is quiet. You be quiet. Come on.
Proceed.
We've sat in there and heard it. We don't talk.
I'm out of the
we don't thank you.
again, if we were to think for ourselves and not look around, and if we didn't see that, what went on in Charlottesville, if we thought for ourselves, that monument, if I'm not mistaken, there again, correct me if I'm wrong, has been there for 101 years. I believe it says on there, erected in 1916. So for 101 years, has it not oppressed anybody? Has it not offended anybody? For 101 years, it's not Robert E. Lee. It's not a person. It is for soldiers who were told to fall, to fight. They were fighting for their brother next to them. You know, I would venture to guess that most people, and there again, I'll stand clerk on anything I'm saying tonight. A lot of people, maybe not most, a lot of people in the room and a lot of people in the cone didn't know that that monument was what it is. But yet, we bring notoriety to somebody in Charlottesville or somebody else, and then it's fashionable. Think for yourselves. You know, if we didn't know what was going on all around the country, would we be taking down our flag and taking down our monuments?
Seven Hill, Lemon Brock.
Yeah, I got it.
Give everybody a chance to speak.
I don't know why you mentioned my name in felon. I need to look at my resume. But when we talk about the Confederate flag and ML, Martin Luther King Jr., two totally different subjects. If you know history, you know Martin Luther King Jr. fought for unity. And if you know your Confederate history, you know that they fought for supremacy. So that's two different things when you bring those two together. So you're absolutely wrong. If the city of Macomb had a bubble on it, and let's say Charlottesville got an announcement about the federal government giving out money, would we not pounce on it? Pass up it? No, we wouldn't, we'll jump on it. And this is a new generation, this is a new era where we're fed up of how the United States governs us. And Sledman McKenzie talked about the Constitution. The Constitution was, when it said we the people, wasn't talking about us. And originally, it was only talking about white males with land. It excluded women and African Americans and any other people of color, or rights. You want to talk about the Constitution. And the one that's amended today, still, slavery is legal within the statute of being a criminal. So that's our Constitution of the United States of America. It still oppresses people, and it still has the same laws written in it. It's just different loopholes that's within it. So our Constitution and the laws of this land still need work done upon it. Now, as far as the city of Macomb, you guys can vote the way you want to. The mayor, you can take however long you want to, but I think that tonight that we need to go ahead and make this happen in layman's terms. You guys, I really, really feel sorry for y'all. And I would say that you wouldn't put that flag back up because it would be political suicide for the Republican Party within this next election to make a move of that matter. Either way, how it go, the future has its own destiny. Neither one of y'all can change it.
Sledman Brock. You still here?
Hello,
yes.
Yeah, I'm sitting here listening, and so I hear a lot of things, and I can't believe stuff that I hear. we have to put these emulsions to the side. Because we were calling about the Confederacy. Ain't what it is. It ain't what it was. It never will be. It's just a swallow of pride, the God first, the right thing. The law is on our side, the law is on your side. Take the vote, swallow that pride, so will it.
All right, Slavin, you guys, you want to speak to this?
Yes, please. And I would venture to ask our attorney this. Can we make a motion to remove the monument tonight and make a subsequent motion to allow the mayor a couple of weeks in order to determine where we may be able to place? How would I go about making that motion?
Well, I think that is effectively what you've done. You've said by your motion, if it were to pass, it would be we announce our intention to remove. Step two, this board would further be called on to say where it's going to be placed and when.
But we can vote now to for removal and get from here.
To announce your intent to announce to the world that you have made the decision to relocate that money.
Okay. And then subsequently, it would give the mayor the opportunity to find a suitable location.
Board would have to vote second prong, like I was saying.
When he comes back with the location, you have to vote on that location. But we can vote tonight to
The way the motion's written, if you vote tonight to remove it, it's not going to be moved until the second prong of the motion is passed.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Selectman McKenzie.
You know, during this process, while you're reviewing it, can you get with the people who vote for this and y'all figure out who you can raise money to move it by? I don't think the taxpayers ought to have to spend the money to move it if the special interest wants to move it.
Well, if we're going to appropriate city money in any regard, it requires this board's approval to spend that money. Okay,
if it's more than $50,000, it has to be bid out, correct?
Right.
You have to get engineer drawing.
75. I mean, that could be GoFundMe accounts set up or something like that. That would probably generate those kind of monies. It's happened already.
And I'd like to say, Mr. Selectman McKenzie, that I will reach out to a person. Once we determine how much it is to remove and replace it somewhere else, I will reach out to some person that I know, and I'm quite sure we could come up with a substantial amount of money to be able to remove that monument and place it at another place. So we would have to see how much it would cost. I don't know. But we have to give them, Neil Schaefer and find out how much it was costing to move. But, you know, those are types of things that we would consider most definitely.
Motion to table.
A motion to table. Is there a second?
Second.
There's been a motion and a second to table this motion, Selectman Brock. Did you hear that, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. How do you vote, sir?
Nay.
Slavin Hill?
Nay.
Slavin McKenzie?
Yes.
Slavin Tullis?
Yes.
Slavin Cameron?
Yes.
Slavin Eubanks?
Nay.
The votes are 3 ayes and 3 nays to table. And I wish to table this motion, so I would vote aye. So the motion is tabled, and I will bring this back 2 weeks and have some answers for you and some more details.